This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas ben Moshe Aaron Huberfeld, Alav Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History in Daf Yomi. Today's Daf has an interesting reference to something called Yom Tur Yanos, or the Day of Trajan. What exactly is this? So in the Gemara, of course, describes how someone named Trajan apparently ordered the death of two important Jewish leaders, Lulianos and Papos, in a place which is possibly Lydda, or Lod, in Israel, but more likely Laodicea in Asia Minor. That would be in Turkey. Then, of course, it backfired on him, and he died of a rather traumatic brain injury. Now, to argue the obvious that this is referring to the Emperor Trajan is probably not accurate. It may be referring to Trajan in a very real way, but rather in a metaphorical way. Who was Trajan? He was the Emperor of Rome between 98 and 117, and it certainly makes sense that he would have ordered the deaths of Lulianos and Papos, because towards the end of his reign, he was dealing with a very difficult rebellion, which is known as the Quietus Rebellion, or the Quietus Rebellion, named after a commander, Lucius Quietus, who was a brutal suppressor of the Jews who were rebelling. Now, this rebellion was not especially prominent in Israel, but it was very prominent in the early Jewish diaspora. There was a huge uprising in Mesopotamia, there also in the coast of North Africa, and in Turkey, in Asia Minor, where we would have this particular incident take place. So it's entirely possible that Trajan ordered the execution of Jewish leaders, and it is in this context that a local commander, perhaps even Lucius Quietus himself, ordered their deaths. It's also interesting that when you look at the Gemara itself, it speaks of him in the third person. Lulianos and Papos speak about Trajan in the third person and not in a respectful way. They refer to Oto Rasha, or that wicked person. You could use the third person when you're speaking to someone as an honorific. Sometimes, believe it or not, my students speak to me in the third person and I kind of look around like, but they're referring to, definitely, you wouldn't use it as in a negative sense like that, unless the person was physically not present. Moreover, we know that Trajan's death did not take place in Asia Minor or in Israel. He died in a place called Salinas, Sicily. Although it's interesting, the way he died was he was on a ship in the Mediterranean and he got a stroke, and then he died a little while later in Sicily. So that is ironically well connected to the way in which the Oso Rasha in our story also dies. Perhaps the rabbis were speaking metaphorically. I don't know. You'll have to ask your Magid Shir to clarify that. At any rate, Trajan himself, after dying in 117, was replaced by Hadrian, which was certainly not an improvement for the Jewish situation. Okay, I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you atzlacha in your learning.